Okay, so I needed a story to start off with, but I wasn't zocheh to a story this week. Instead, I Googled our topic, and I found a website called Mezuzah Maven. Mezuzah Maven. And it tells you a very interesting question. My children look forward all year to searching for the Afikomen on Seder night. I mean, it's Rosh Chodesh Adar, so 6 weeks to Pesach. Yeah? This year, they and their cousins made a mad dash through a door and knocked the mezuzah out of its case. Okay. I immediately reached down to pick it up, but my brother-in-law asked the fifth question. Isn't it muksa? I hesitated for a moment, but before I could figure out what to do, my 10-year-old son picked it up and put it in my hand. Now I had a second dilemma. Should I put it back in its case or carry it to a safe place? There was no one to ask, so I simply laid it on a side table and sat down to resume the Seder. But then my brother-in-law asked the sixth question. Are we allowed to sit in a room that has no mezuzah? Now I am the one who is asking, was the mezuzah muksa? Would I have been able to replace it into its case? And should we have vacated the room? Now, as I Googled this last night, I realized this is exactly my chabura topic. So this is great. So we'll see if I'll read you his answer. And first I'll tell you what I came out with, and then we'll read his answer, and he'll tell me if we're aligned. For the most part, we're pretty aligned, which is pretty good. So my question to you is, a mezuzah falls out of a case on Shabbos, whatever, Shabbos, this is fine. Mezuzah falls out of the case. Do you need to put it back, or are you allowed to put it back? Or do you have to leave the house? Like, what's going on? So here's the case. Megillah falls out. And you can make a couple of scenarios what the case is. Did the whole mezuzah fall down? I mean, the canister, the case? Or did just the parchment flip out? You know, in a hole on top or whatever it is, and the whole thing flipped over and it came out. It came out through the bottom or whatever it is, or the top, however it is. Yeah, what do you say? Mezuzah is muksa or not muksa on Shabbos? Are you allowed to put it back? You're not allowed to put it back on Shabbos. Okay, fine. You allowed to put it back? Are you allowed to stay in that room?
Yeah, why not?
Because we gave a whole shiur last week. Give a whole shiur last week?
Icker's a front and back door.
Right? One second. Icker front back door. You have to come back. I have a special shiur prepared for you, which I did a few weeks ago. I prepared it now as I'm preparing new shiur. I have one specially designed for you, and we'll see that you're wrong. But don't worry. We're going to attack you vehemently in this myth of the front door being the only chi of mezuzah. Okay, fine. So more chashm, not more chashm. This is in your living room. And the mezuzah falls out in your living room. Do you have to leave your living room or not? Yes or no?
No.
No.
I think no.
No. Okay. No. Okay. Okay. Says the Shevet Alevi. 2010. I do not think he authored the mezuzah maven. But I don't think he probably ever used the internet or used a computer or knew what a computer was in depth at all. But I will read to you what the Shevet Alevi asks a couple of years ago. I mean, he was Nifter like 10 years ago, so this is at least 20 years ago. No, this is Rav Vosner. I'll read to you what he says. Okay. No, it's about 10 years ago. I'm going to read to you what his Shiloh was. They asked him, Asher Shal Kovu Tarasso. He's writing in his Tshuva what someone asked him. Be'echad Shenofla Mezuzah's Beso Me'atik B'Shabbos. The mezuzah falls out of the canister, the cover, whatever, the holding, whatever it is, on Shabbos. Ha'im mutter lahachzir es ha-mezuzah v'nartika b'Shabbos. Am I able to pick up the parchment and simply put it back in the hole on top? In other words, the top falls off, somehow the mezuzah gets, I don't exactly understand the mitzvah of that.
Some of these have a cap on the bottom.
I don't want you to say that, because then if you can't put it back, because then you're going to have to put something on the bottom. So for my first case, I'm going to get to your case in a second. The simple case is somehow the parchment fell out from the top somehow. Maybe it was
the whole mezuzah tipped over.
Or the front tipped over. Maybe the front tipped over. No, but I'm going to get the whole mezuzah falling off.
One of the bottom nails came after the thing flipped.
But then you're not going to be able to just flip the parchment back in.
Grab it and put it back.
What did you say?
Grab it and put it Gravity will hang it back again for the one nail that's still attached.
Wait a second. So you're saying the parchment falls out.
I'm trying to create a half-assimilative point.
Yeah. Right. I want a case where the parchment falls out, but you could just put it back.
So the case.
Yeah.
You normally is attached with multiple nails.
Fine.
All of them get loose at step one.
Okay.
Right. Now the thing's hanging like a seesaw.
Fine.
Right. So, someone touches it, it flips.
Okay, excellent. Fine. So that's fine. So then that would be a perfect case. So that you could just simply take the parchment and stick it back in without having to do any nail work at all on Shabbos. You could, right? You could put it back on, right? It may not be so, it's not so secure, but you could do that after Shabbos. Well, last for Shabbos. Says the Shevet HaLevi, Ha'im mutra v'achzer sa mezuzah v'nartika b'Shabbos, t'kevon shechele katik ha'kavua b'Pesach b'mismarim nishar, the actual canister, whatever they call it, what's the word, what's the case?
Case
is a better word, thank you. Case, yeah. The case is still affixed to the door, although, like Mr. Klein said, it's a little bit shaky, but still. Nishar rachele ke'elyo nafa, only the top fell out with the mezuzah. V'achshav, and now, efshar b'nakel l'achzira. It's very easy. No screws, no hammers. Even a dope like me can take the mezuzah and the parchment and just simply put it right in. Very easy. Ulechora aim bezeh gedr malacha. Presumably, he says, there's no malacha, there's no work involved over here. V'kavod torasu, he says, no sevenotin kedash al Torah. Now, the questioner went back and forth with this issue, and he wants to know what Rav Vosner says about this topic. We're going to vote, okay? Very easy case. You don't have to be the biggest chacham. I have no idea what either. No, you take a parchment, you simply put it back into the case. No screws, no nails, no nothing on Shabbos. Mutter or usser?
That's like finishing a building.
I didn't ask you to give me reasoning. First, I ask you to vote. I'll give you all the whole 5 minutes afterwards. But new voting. Is it muksa? Not muksa, new. If yes or no, you had to pick it up and put it back in the case on Shabbos without any screws, no hammers, no. Raise your hand if you say yes.
Yes,
yes. New?
But the way you phrase the questions, the answer is going to be no. But I think
no, don't back down. Don't back down. Don't back down. I'm going to give you a machlokas in the end of the day. So everyone's right. You know, my chabros, everyone's right, everyone's wrong in the end of the day. So you say we got 3 out of 8 or 9 here. Says, yeah, says yes. The rest say no, or you're not abstaining? No. Okay. So this is going to be a great chabur. So says the Shevet HaLevi, the first thing we have to understand is who says Mr. Klein's hanging mezuzah over here, but shaking the one, right, which is like now swinging a little bit because it's only fastened with one nail over here, which it sounds like it's the case like that or something similar, right? So you put the parchment back in. The mezuzah is very, very delicately, the case is very delicately hanging on the wall. Right now it's fine. It could fall off. Is that mezuzah kosher in general? In other words, do you need to have your mezuzah strongly affixed or fixated into the wall or not? Says Shulchan Aruch, Ketzad Kova, how do you put it up? Yimsmerena bimismarim, what does that mean? You use nails, you have to bang it in. Bimezuzah sapesach, on the opening of the door. Or Yachper b'chafira, you dig out some type of hole in the doorway, v'yikvenaba, and you stick it in. V'loyam, fine. From Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like, even if you would take the parchment, forget about Shabbos, Tuesday, you take your parchment and put it into a mezuzah which was on the wall and swinging a little bit or not firmly attached, that it could simply fall out 5 hours or 5 days later, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah of mezuzah. So according to this simple read of the Shulchan Aruch, says the Shevet HaLevi, this whole chabur is a stupid chabura because you can't do anything on Shabbos at all. Forget about Shabbos. You can't do anything on Tuesday just to simply put a parchment back into a swinging mezuzah. It needs to be affixed into the door. New, how are you going to knock off this simple read of the Shulchan Aruch? I gave you all the information you need to know.
It's a temporary fix.
Does the temporary fix work? Says the Shach.
Well, actually being temporary, I guess, more reason that you could do it on Shabbos.
So you could do it on Shabbos. Okay, so what does the Shach say? So the Shach says like this. The Shach says,
you're not making the
Arin Yershach. V'im nosnu sham. Nothing to do with Shabbos. If you placed it there, lefi shah, a temporary, in other words, you only have one nail, and the nail is, you're building your house. You come into your house, and you just moved in, you put up a mezuzah, whoops, you only have one nail left, and you need to put it. So you put a mezuzah up with one very weak nail, and now you put the parchment, and you say, I'm going to go to Home Depot next week. Does this count or not count for a week? Says Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like it doesn't count. Says the Shach, that's ridiculous. Vim nosnu sham lefisha, if you put it there just temporary, eino tzarech lekvo b'mismarim. You don't need to bang it in. Go, it's a temporary mezuzah. You're only there for a week or so. You're going to go to Home Depot and get a more stronger nail, whatever, in a week or so. That's fine. Says the Shach, this whole halacha would be fine. According to the Shach, now in my case, there would be reason maybe to put a piece of the parchment, put the parchment back in the case, even if the case is swinging and it's only temporary, okay, so you'll fix that up after Shabbos, but it would sound like there is room to do that. And I'll give you another proof. I'll read you Shulchan Aruch again. You could tell me your answer to this. Ketzad kova, how do you put it up? Yismarena b'mismarim, put it up with nails, b'mezuzas ha-pesach, and the doorpost of the door. Or Yachbar b'chafira v'yikveneba, or dig out some type of pocket and put it in there. Says the Shevet Alevi, that second case ain't so strong. What does that second case mean? Dig out some area and put the mezuzah there? That doesn't sound too permanent to me. Says the Shevet Alevi, the Shulchan Aruch second case doesn't sound so permanent to begin with. I get the first case, banging in with nails, that sounds like there's a requirement. You have to mamish bang it in with nails, and it has to be firmly fixed on the doorpost. The second case of the Shulchan Aruch says, yeah, or just like dig out some hole and put it there. When I think of that, I think it's like, yeah, just dig out a hole and like place the mezuzah on top there. Doesn't sound like there's any nails. Doesn't sound like there's any super glue. Just says you place the mezuzah there. Says the Shevet Alevi, Shulchan Aruch himself doesn't sound like you need anything strong. Therefore, says the Shevet Alevi, so far, so good. I have no problem to simply put the parchment into the canister, into the case, and I'm fine on Shabbos. There's no, I would be yotzei mezuzah again, and therefore I should have to do it. However, yeah, there is a Yaivitz of Yaakov Emden, which says expressly, he expressly disagrees with this entire sugya, and he says you are required to nail a mezuzah to the doorpost. It must be fixated strongly and firmly, and it needs to be firmly attached to the door, and therefore, according to that, it would be usher to do it on Shabbos. Remember that Yaivitz, because many people are now going to shlug him up, but there is a Maharsham which agrees with him as well, that it needs to be firmly attached to the door. Okay, fine. Now, what about the next problem? Can I use, and we'll hold that problem because we haven't fully addressed it, but what about him? Maybe I could even use nails on Shabbos. Why not? Why? What's the problem? A hammer and a nail, but it's mukzah for a purpose over here. Maybe it's for a mitzvah purpose, and maybe I'd be allowed to do it. So why can't? What's the even malacha of putting nails into a wall on Shabbos? In fact, it's not even for the wall. It's a malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. We say the main time that malachas are usher, at least the araisa, are when you're using it for the item itself. In other words, I can't, you know, paint the wall or because it's for the wall. Here, I'm adding a mezuzah. It's not for the wall at all. Says the Shevet Alevi, there may not even be any malacha involved here at all. Then he backtracks and says, well, one second. It's for the mezuzah. So yeah, it's not for the wall. But when you put the mezuzah on the wall, you're actually banging the mezuzah in for the mezuzah. In other words, the mezuzah has no use in your pocket. So muksas are very easy to get rid of because muksas are like, okay, it's for this mitzvah purpose. It's you're doing it for a proper thing, and okay. Okay, fine. So you're right. So, but muksa maybe v'drabbanan were mutter for a mitzvah purpose. Maybe we're making for that, but tzorach mitzvah, drabbanan for tzorach mitzvah. With the shinoi, yeah, and there's other ways to get removed. Or don't use a hammer. Use, you know, something which is, use your nutcracker or whatever it is.
You
know what I mean?
The hole there, probably just
yeah, right, correct. You need a bing and very, you can use your elbow, whatever it is. You know,
push it in,
exactly. But you're doing something intense, but yet still it should be mutter. Says the Shevet HaLevi, perhaps there's room to say that there's no malacha. But then I said, he gets back and says, no, there is a problem of malacha. So therefore, says the Shevet HaLevi, okay. Nice discussion. Practically speaking, what do you do? Your mezuzah falls on Shabbos. Can I simply put it back in? Can I even bang it in? So says the Shevet HaLevi, the Das Kedoshim said, you know what you do? Very simple. Ask a non-Jew the answer to everything on Hilcha Shabbos. Go to, you know, your Chinese next door neighbor or whatever it is and ask them, can you please help me? And put up my mezuzah. They'll come with their hammer, their tools, their power tools, whatever it is, and they'll put up your mezuzah on Shabbos. What's the problem? It's Amira La'akum. You do it with the shinoi, whatever it is. Or ask a child maybe to place the mezuzah in a young kid, a two-year-old, which often has the same status. He's not going to don't give him a power drill, but whatever it is, just to put it in or something. Or
doesn't pass the smell test.
Guess what? It doesn't pass the smell test for the Shevet HaLevi. But why? He's going through the options, says the Shevet HaLevi, because who says a non-Jew is allowed to put up your mezuzah? Come back in 5 weeks from now and we'll talk about that issue as well. That's on my list as well. You know, who says it's the best shiloh, it's the easiest shiloh in the world? Hire some guy to put up all your mezuzahs. You don't have to pay the mezuzah doctor $750. Yeah? So just hire someone else. A non-Jew will probably be a lot cheaper. You tell him it's a simple thing. $50 an hour. $50 an hour. Take him an hour and a half to do it. It'll cost you $75. So yeah, so have $750. So they'll get you the mezuzah also. Write them for you also. But that's a separate issue. But can a non-Jew put up your mezuzahs as well? So says the Shevet HaLevi, that's not so clear. And to give the cat out of the bag, many posts of that year don't allow that. So therefore, says the Shevet HaLevi, this is not going to work. However, the Chokri Lev, cited in the Stechem, it's about 250 years ago, says that some Achronim, he cites a couple of Achronim, do allow you to reaffix a mezuzah on Shabbos. It's unclear what the metzius was, like how they were reaffixing it. I'm assuming we're not talking about with nails, but simply to put the parchment back into the case would be permitted according to this Chokri Lev. The problem is that everyone attacks this Chokri Lev and they say it's forbidden. Why? One sefer says, you know why it's forbidden? Because if you put it, give me the classic thing, if you put the mezuzah back into the case, and what's going to happen? Next week, you're going to take a hammer and bang something in. Because if I'm allowed to do this, lest I come to this, the classic Gezeirah D'Rabbanan, right? You don't do this, lest you do this. And in fact, what's the precedent for this? There is Rama in Hilcha Shabbos, which says you're not allowed to reattach a broken bed on Shabbos lightly, even if you lightly reattach it, lest you come to fasten it tightly. Says the Sefer Mezuzas Malachim attacking the Chokri Lev. He says, what do you mean? How are you allowed to take the parchment and put it back into the mezuzah? Next week, you're going to come to bang it in. So don't do this because of this. Says the Shevet HaLevi, that's very nice. You completely made up a chumrah which doesn't exist at all. He says, you can't just make up chumras like this. He says, by the case of the bed, lightly fastening it something is doing something. So don't lightly fasten it because maybe you're going to come to strongly tighten it, whatever. But here, flipping a parchment into a thing is not doing anything. You're taking a parchment and putting it into a cup or whatever, a case. You're not doing anything. So why, says the Shevet HaLevi, can't you simply pick up the mezuzah, put it in? He doesn't talk about the muksa aspect, which is,
well, the point is, I said something similar to the thing that would have been muksa.
Right, he's saying you're not doing it. You're not. Right, correct. You're simply taking it and putting it into like a holding, a receptacle.
It's not compared to the thing that's usher that you.
Correct, and it's exactly the Shevet HaLevi's point. Says the Shevet HaLevi, he therefore says, it should seemingly be mutter. However, there is one more problem. Okay. What about my question about are you allowed to live in the house? If I tell you you're not allowed to live in a house without a mezuzah, or that room without a mezuzah, but you taking your parchment and putting it into the case, what are you doing?
Gaining on Shabbos.
Oh, come on. That's so makil. What about the machmirim in the room? You're not allowed to, look, you're not allowed to live in that room. If you grant me that fact, a room without a mezuzah, you're not allowed to live in that room at all. And we gave a shir last week. First thing you do when you move into a house, you should put up a mezuzah, we said. So let's say the halacha was, let's say, a room that doesn't have a mezuzah when it should, you're not able to live in that room. So now you have your living room is sans mezuzah. It's chaser mezuzah. Yeah? Okay? What do you have to do with that room? You would have to walk out. By you taking the parchment and putting it back into the holder, what are you doing to that room? You're making the room, which was previously unlivable on Shabbos, and making it livable, which basically is misakin money, or misakin, or you are fixing a room. So says the Shevet Halevi, I just gave back and forth, mar muckle, mirror and there, back and forth. If you're allowed to malachas, there are malachas and mukhs or whatever it is, and I concluded, says the Shevet Halevi, you can simply take the parchment and put it back into the room. But now I've got a separate issue. It's fixing the room by doing it. Says the Shevet Halevi, no, not a problem at all. You know why? Because there's no problem living in a room without a mezuzah. And stick your tongue out at me. Yeah, it's so obvious, right? Now, this is my addition. If you open up the Sefer Kvius Mezuzah Kilchasa, he says that's not 100% true at all. In fact, there's a Magen Avraham which expressly disagrees about that. The Magen Avraham says, just like you're not able to wear a beged, a four-cornered beged without tzitzis, so too, you're not able to sit in a room that doesn't have a mezuzah. So therefore, says the Sefer Kvias Mezuzah Kochasa, it's not so clear that you're allowed to live in a room without a mezuzah. If you're not allowed to live in a room without a mezuzah, so now by you taking the parchment and putting it back in, it would seemingly be a problem. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein is cited as disagreeing and saying you are allowed to live in a room which does not have a mezuzah. You should obviously put it back as soon as you can. But let's say you don't have, you're running off to the store to go buy yourself a mezuzah, and your wife wants to sit in that room. And so she could sit in that room according to Rav Moshe Feinstein.
No, the other question is if you're having your mezuzahs checked, then you're not going to get them back.
Correct. So I was bothered by that same point. But there, at least, it's for the sake of mezuzah.
It's the same thing.
No, one second.
It's exactly the same thing.
I hear you. But here, you know, it's Shabbos. You're not doing anything
to. You're in effect doing the same thing. You can't do anything.
2 o'clock Shabbos afternoon, your mezuzah falls. I'm not doing anything for the mezuzah. I'm simply observing Shabbos. How am I actively preparing to put that mezuzah up? Absolutely not. Nothing.
But you couldn't be in the room without a mezuzah. Wouldn't matter why.
No, because Mishko was saying that, like, look, if you took down the mezuzahs to get them checked for the mezuzah's sake, then he's saying maybe there's a svara that you should be allowed to sit in the room. That he understands. But he's saying now there's no difference to my case of Shabbos. I don't know. The case of Shabbos, you're not doing anything for the mezuzah at all.
You can't do anything on Shabbos.
The Shevet Halevi concludes, it is mutter to take the parchment. He doesn't talk about the mukhs issue. At least not robust. I have to go back and check it. But he says to take the mezuzah, the parchment, and simply put it back without any nails on Shabbos, totally fine, and you should do that. To nail in stuff on Shabbos, that already would be forbidden. However, nothing is ever good without a good machlokas. The Shmir Shabbos Kochas are pretty authoritative, safer on Hilchot Shabbos, to say the least. Not that he needs my approbation over here, but the one of the most famous modern-day Svarim on Hilchot Shabbos has a footnote, which is not so 100% clear. You could check it up. It's Parak Chaf Gimel, footnote 101, in which he seems to disagree and suggest that it's forbidden to reaffix a mezuzah on Shabbos. I think even if you just slip the parchment into the wall, and he says, you know why? It's bona. You're building. He says you're by. It's this similar smart of a Shevet Halevi said, but he would say it is forbidden. He doesn't say if you have to leave the room. But the upshot is it would seem to be, I would think, that it's mutter to do it. Now I will end with the last 30 seconds with reading you what Mezuzah Maven says. I would come out that probably it's mutter, and I'll read you what Mezuzah Maven says. Okay. Mezuzah Maven says, a mezuzah is a miniature Torah scroll containing the first two paragraphs of Shema Yisrael. Remember that for next week. And thus is not muksa. However, this particular scroll should be treated as muksa, since its case was affixed in the doorpost in a manner that would require dismantling, forbidden on Shabbos and Yontif. This is because the word muksa means set aside from use, and this muksa, mezuzah, was inaccessible when Shabbos came in. Nevertheless, since the holy scroll is lying in disgrace on the ground, the authorities agree that one may pick it up. Preferably, one should pick it up in an unusual manner, in deference to those who maintain that it should be treated as muksa. Once the mezuzah enters one hand, he may walk with it until he finds a safe place to deposit it. Fine. Logically, one would then proceed to slip it into the case that it fell from with the bracha in order to resume the mitzvah. Many authorities hold that merely slipping the scroll back into its case is not problematic, even though on Shabbos and Yontif, one is not allowed to build or construct. So, no, we did pretty good, yeah? He seemed to be saying that it's mutter. Snapping a case onto the doorpost or onto the part of the case still affixed to mezuzah, still affixed to the doorpost, would not be allowed. Last paragraph, he says, if putting up the mezuzah involves a possible Shabbos violation, one would be exempt from the mitzvah due to circumstances beyond his control. Because of this exemption, one would not be required to leave the room, as this would entail effort. Interesting, tircha. Certainly, there is no requirement to leave your house. When there is a little effort necessary, some suggest that one should move to another room. It's pretty machmir. Who does he cite, though, that you're allowed to put it back in? I got very excited, yeah? Who should he cite? Shevet HaLevi. Look at footnote over here. He says, footnote 4, he says, Shevet HaLevi. An Agur Baalech of any sites, another safer, but he says CF, which is, we'll look at the opposite site, it says Mezuzah Speisecha, which I bet you cites that Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa that says it would be forbidden. So the upshot is, don't knock your mezuzah down on Shabbos. If it falls out and you could simply put it back in, I think it's fine to put it back in, but definitely not with any nails or anything like that.